Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, so Dave Plyer stops in. Hey, Wendy, what's going on? And I said, nothing much. And then I'm like, oh, I got to go. We're going to talk to Dawn Jackson Blattner. And I'm like, look at me. I'm going to talk to a nutritionist. And I had a McDouble from McDonald's on the way home yesterday. And he said, are you going to tell her that? And I said, yes, I am. And you are not going to shame me, Dawn, are you?
you're absolutely right, because I'm all about owning it. That's the biggest trouble spot in nutrition. People have so much shame and guilt. And I really say, listen, if you're going to make a food decision, own it, eat it, enjoy it, and then move on.
Move on. So I
like that very much. And so then what you did is you owned it. Good.
Well, I don't have difficulty owning it, but we were talking about life hacks earlier, and somebody had suggested, I read to, I love strawberries. They're the best fruit in the world, and I seem to cut too much of the stem out. So somebody recommended taking a drinking straw and pushing it up from the bottom. It takes that little white core and the little green top and pushes it out of the way. And somebody texted and said, I eat the strawberry stem. It's good nutrition and it doesn't taste terrible. So, Dawn, that's the first question. Is the strawberry stem good for you?
Well, I will say that both of those answers are right. So I like the straw hack. If you're somebody who does not enjoy strawberries with the stem, that is a very good way to discard less of it. I think that's a great hack. And if you are somebody who would enjoy eating the stem, it is safe and it will give you some extra fiber. But really and truly, most of the vitamin C and nutrients that have been studied in a strawberry are from the red, bright color that you see in the skin.
All right. And one other question that I just got thinking while I was sitting here. Is it okay to eat an avocado like the, you know, how you cut one open and sometimes a little bit of it is black or brown, not moldy, just discolored. Is it okay to eat that?
Yes, it's okay to eat it. Thank you for saying it's not mold, but
right.
It is just called oxidation. It's when air has hit your avocado and turned it brown. And so they have all sorts of cool fandangled things to put your avocado half on that sort of keep the air out so it's less brown, but it is totally safe to eat it.
All right. She is Dawn Jackson Blattner. I love hearing you with John. You're an author and registered dietitian, nutritionist. And actually, John left me a text question from a listener that we couldn't get to last time. And it says, 847, can you ask Dawn the best way for women over 60 to lose weight no matter what? I try. I can't seem to lose weight. I'm taking this personally. I'm not over 60, but did John leave this for me to ask? Because it is. The older I get, the harder it is to lose weight, even if you cut back calories and exercise.
Oh, my gosh. This is the biggest question. And I got to say, personally, it's one that I have been studying aggressively for the past few years to really see what is going on. This is, you know, all my clients are coming to me with this. I myself noticed this, right? So it's like, what is going on here? And research is very clear that there is one major thing going on here, and that is muscle loss. It is not some sort of metabolism or hormones or anything like that. It's literally every single year that we are living, and women, even more than men, are losing muscle every single year. And muscle is the only metabolically active tissue that we have. So you talk about wanting to burn calories when you're going out walking. Well, guess what? If you're losing muscle all the time and you keep walking as much as you were walking when you were 20, you're not going to burn as many calories because you don't have as much muscle. So everything boils down to what can I do that gives my muscles some muscle nutrition love so that I can build them stronger and more of them to prevent this age-related muscle loss. And there's two major things to do. The first one is lift heavy things. So walking is great, and walking actually is a weight-bearing exercise that is good, but really going above and beyond that, and personal trainer, local gyms, YMCA, get with somebody who can absolutely help you safely lift weights and start building muscle by weight training. We absolutely have to do it. It's the only way. And the other thing is eat protein-focused balanced meals. So the bottom line is still balanced meals are important. Making sure you have colorful produce and good fats and quality carbs. You need all of that. But as we age, our body does a bad job of taking those proteins in and absorbing them. Every single year we get worse at metabolizing protein. So we have to make sure that every meal that we have and every snack that we have has some sort of protein food. So that's, you know, cottage cheese, Greek yogurt, eggs, beans, nuts, seeds, chicken, turkey, fish. We have to make sure that there is protein in each one of the times that we eat because they're the building blocks of muscle. So those are the two things that we need to address age-related changes to how we lose weight. Of course, we need all the standard stuff. We need, you know, walking every day, enough water, getting plenty of sleep. We need all that, but a muscle focus is really the key as we age.
And you're mentioning eating protein. I know the Atkins diet was very popular years ago. Keto is the big thing now. You're not just saying eating, you know, all protein. Carbs are not the enemy, right? You just have to eat mainly protein.
Thank you for re-pointing this out. Absolutely, without a doubt, you do not need to go on some sort of protein crazed diet where you're cutting out food groups. In fact, that does not work. Anybody can, you know, say, well, it's worked for me. But globally, what we know for the majority of people, it still is a balanced diet. Quality carbs like sweet potatoes, white potatoes, brown rice, oats, all of those quinoa, all of those carbs are quality carbs that we need. Fruit is even a quality carb that we need. And then the protein comes in on every single plate, but doesn't have to be the main piece. You don't have to sit down and just eat huge chunks of meat in order for this to happen. You need that balanced plate. The carbs are our fuel source to help us stay active and alert and alive. The protein helps build muscle, and all that colorful, vibrant, bright produce is what helps keep all of our cells protected from disease. And then add some good fat on there, and you've got a balanced meal. So you need a balanced meal, but you also need to make sure it has protein every single time.
And Dawn, I left people on a tease because you read something, oh, everybody should have 10,000 steps a day, and then you read something else. You don't need 10,000 steps a day. You need more or you need less and just walk a little every day. What's the final answer on this?
Okay, the final answer is anything is better than nothing. And I honestly, you got to think about this, is that people say, oh my gosh, I don't have the time or energy to go work out for 45 minutes. So they don't do anything. It goes zero. If all you said is I'm going to do 5 minutes, 5 minute workout, a 5 minute walk is always better than the 60 minute walk or workout that you did not do. So bottom line is you got to think about anything is better than nothing, honestly, is the goal. Now, there have been many studies about 8,000 steps, 10,000 steps, helping with everything, not just weight, but we're talking about blood sugar control, cholesterol, blood pressure, dementia, all sorts of benefits. And, you know, there's this, sort of this thing in the health industry that we say, you know, if we could just prescribe one thing that would help so many things, it would be exercise. Like prescribing exercise is like the magic pill that really nobody wants to take. You know?
Right.
So bottom line, though, is you got to feel good about anything. 10,000 steps is a great number to shoot for, even if you don't get that every single day. Trying to have a goal would be great. If you don't like to do step counts, even minutes, and it doesn't have to be all together, about 30 minutes a day. So if you only have, you know, 10 minutes, you know, to walk a little bit farther to work because you park farther away, 10 minutes after lunch, 10 minutes before or after dinner, those all count. It doesn't have to be all in a row. It doesn't have to be super sweaty. Anything is better than nothing, but we have to do walking. In addition to all the muscle stuff I was talking about before, you know, the basics still count. The walking, you know, is health. Drinking water, getting enough sleep, all of this stuff is holistically helping us with weight and many, many health benefits beyond.
All right. And I guess last week when you were talking to John, a listener called about an energy drink or something, and you did some research. So I would like to let you explain about the research you found.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Wendy. So, yeah, sure. Somebody called last week and said, hey, you know, what do I think about all the kids drinking this Prime drink? And I said, well, geez, you know, I don't really know what Prime is. You know, I'll look it up and we'll talk. So I looked it up, and here's what I can tell you. This is going to be great as like a learning experience of how to even read labels on some of this stuff. So it's a hydration drink. That's how it's labeled. It's called Prime Hydration. And the first thing I look at when I go to an energy, or this isn't an energy drink, it's called a hydration drink. So first thing I do is I look to see that it actually has sodium in it. You know, I know a lot of us are always trying to avoid sodium, but when we're looking for hydration boost, we want water plus some electrolytes. And sodium is the key electrolyte that we lose in sweat that we need to replace to help us stay hydrated when we're being active. And shockingly, this Prime Hydration has no sodium in it. So on that alone, I would say this is not a recommended hydration drink because it doesn't have the adequate electrolyte sodium in it. The thing it does have in there is something called, and they brag about it, it's BCAA, branched chain amino acids. And I actually really like BCAAs. They're in most of our protein foods, but they don't clearly tell you how many BCAAs are in there. And usually that's because it's not at an adequate dose to get a result. So I am not a huge fan of this because it doesn't have the sodium and it doesn't have adequate amounts of branched chain amino acids. So not a huge fan of that. They also have on their website something that's called an energy drink. So it's a Prime Energy. And that clearly says for kids, not recommended for kids 18 years or under, because it has the equivalent of 2 cups of coffee in there.
Oh.
So that's a clear one. So of the two products that I looked at, for sure not the energy for kids. And the other one really doesn't serve a purpose for hydration that we want. So I'm not, you know, dogging any brand in particular. I'm just saying, hey, when you're reading these labels, know what you're looking for. You want a hydration drink? Know you want some sodium in there. You know, want an energy drink? Here's what I say. Go for a natural energy drink, which is coffee or green tea. And in fact, when I was a sports nutritionist for one of our key baseball teams here in the city, I was a real big pusher of matcha green tea because it has caffeine and it has something called L-theanine in there, which is makes it steady and focused without jitters. So you get caffeine boost, but it's very steady and no jitters. And so anyway, I'm a big green tea person, especially when it comes to matcha, the version of green tea that's bright and colorful and green for not only health, but also for focus and better energy drink than anything you can buy that's not natural.
Okay, we have a phone call that I have got to take because you had mentioned, you know, eat more protein, lift heavy things, and try to get some exercise in your life because once you hit 60 and over, it's harder to lose weight. Well, Tom is on the line, and Tom, you lost weight how?
I kept reading articles about dextrose, which is in a lot of the artificial sweeteners.
Uh-huh.
Because I drink a lot of coffee, and I wanted to back off of sugar. So I started reading articles about dextrose, and I don't know if saccharin fits right in there. Dextrose is obviously, and I won't even mention the brand name, but it's the pink one.
Yeah.
And then it's probably also in the blue one. And I had some surgery and I lost a lot of weight and then I laid off all the sweeteners.
The artificial sweeteners.
Yeah, I just used stevia, the natural leaf, and I've maintained my weight exactly the same for 2 years.
Okay, kudos to you, first off. Second off, we only have a minute here. Dawn, your thoughts on getting rid of artificial sweeteners to lose weight?
Yes, kudos is right. And I'll tell you, anytime you can decrease sweeteners, so we're talking about regular sugar, anything with the O's on it, you know, glucose, dextrose, sucrose, anything O's, good idea to decrease all of your sugars. When it comes to artificial sweeteners, they have no calories. But what they can do is they can give somebody a hyper sweet tooth, meaning you start craving very high levels, these artificial levels of sweetness, and it's hard to satisfy that. So people tend to have an appetite rush. So bottom line is, even though artificial sweeteners have no calories, it's a great idea to use more natural foods as your sweet tooth. So like fruits, for example, or even Greek yogurt, for example, could be natural sources of sugar that help you feel like you're getting something sweet, but not so overly sweet. But better, you know, here's the thing. At the end of the day, if you are using artificial sweeteners, don't freak out. You just see if you can use a little bit less. If you're somebody who loves sweets, you don't have to cut them all out. Just try to do a little bit less. You know, our culture is so all about all or nothing. It's like, listen, there's no one food that's causing you to lose weight. There's no one food that's causing you to gain weight. It's the whole big picture that we really always have to think about. So, you know, don't freak out about anything. You know, just cut back and really try and boost up the natural things we know. Fruits and vegetables, more walking, more water, better sleep. You know, those are really the magic bullet.
You are so, your glass is so half full, Dawn, I can't tell you. It is a pleasure to talk to you each and every time I fill in for John. Thank you so much.